Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My thanks are addressed to all the distinguished delegates for attending this meeting, and I have the honor to take part in this meeting. I will take 20 seconds only in order for me to explain a very important point for me. Iraq is one of the countries that are seeking the accession to this important convention. We have completed all the necessary procedures, such as the approval by the parliament and the enactment of Law 17 that has been voted by the Parliament of Iraq, which gives us the ability to join this convention. Now it's only a matter of time for the final touches until we submit our credentials to New York. And you can have a look at Law 17, which allows Iraq to join this convention. I just wanted to explain this point because we are very keen on joining this convention. In response to this, to the question, especially that the civilization of Rafidin has been always depending on the cooperation. The Middle East region is affected by water shortage in the region. And of course, this has its impact on water security and food security. So we have to support all the efforts to face such challenges. And it is an important factor to identify all the factors that will affect the 2030 plan of action. We need a true and sincere desire to achieve peace. And in exchange of data and information, interests and benefits, especially in joint basins. Now we have some positive signs from Turkey to cooperate in the field of shared management of basins through the approval by the Turkish parliament and government, and it has actually been it went into force a week ago. Now, unfortunately, we haven't received such cooperation by our neighbor Iran in sharing benefits. As for Syria, Syria expressed its interest in reaching some understandings between Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. In fact, Iraq has been working for quite some time on conducting a study until the year 2035. Taking into account the climate change that could happen until the year 2035. So we are ready to share this strategy with all parties. We also call upon you to take part in the second conference on water management that will be held in Baghdad in March 2022. Of course, water is transboundary and should be based on agreements in legal frameworks. I thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is my response to the first question. As for the second question, All countries are reaching out for international conventions as a w by way of protecting its water rights, and we are looking forward to have a legal framework, a better legal framework. So water agreements play a major role in all parts of the world, and that is why we have joined this agreement with the neighboring countries. I think.